Dear listeners, we greet you warmly to our program entitled The Human Being, The Catastrophe. Where does it go from here? It can certainly be said that many people have been worried about the state of the world for quite a long time, but some in the more affluent countries have nevertheless still felt reasonably secure. They live in freedom in a civilized country. The majority have a secure existence. They can afford what they need to live, some even beyond that, including luxury goods and expensive holidays. Since the crisis caused by the pandemic in 2020, however, all this seems to be increasingly at stake. Almost every day, we hear worrying news, for example, from Germany. Unemployment is rising rapidly, and since mid-2020, over 10 million people have been on short-time work, more than ever before in history. Economic experts say that the existence of some 30,000 companies is threatened, or they have already had to file for bankruptcy. The worst recession in 100 years is looming. Even health insurance companies are threatened with bankruptcy, which could lead to drastic increases in premiums. Many ask themselves, where does it go from here at all? Of course, there is some support from the state. Loans worth billions are being made available. Economic stimulus packages are being put together to help citizens and companies. But who will have to pay these huge sums back one day? In the end, it's the so-called little man. In other words, the people will end up having to pay, and the sums involved are so enormous that they cannot be repaid in a few years. Then our children and grandchildren, who are already among the main victims of the crisis, will be burdened with this. Looking at the whole world, the consequences of the crisis are devastating almost everywhere. In the prosperous countries, the economy is largely at rock bottom. In the poor countries, the effects are much worse. There is not only more unemployment and food shortages than ever before. The crisis has thrown millions of people below the subsistence level. They literally have nothing left. In Burkina Faso alone, for example, millions of people are threatened by starvation. The UN Security Council expects the pandemic in Africa to go down in history as the cause of the greatest famine of all time. There, the situation is further complicated by a lack of medical care. Countless people are suffering even greater hardship than before the crisis.
Is all of this really still a crisis? Or has it not become a global catastrophe long since, affecting millions of people in all countries, through all population sectors in different ways and often very severely? And how suddenly has all this come about? Some people will think, well, nobody could have expected that a small virus would trigger such consequences worldwide in such a short time. Really, nobody? Is the pandemic in 2020 really hitting us so unexpectedly with its effects on people's lives, on society, and the economy worldwide? Or has it not merely more quickly and more acutely made visible what we have caused and are causing with our lifestyle? All that God, the Eternal, as well as the Christ of God and the Cherub of Divine Wisdom, have been warning humankind for over 45 years now? Through Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of the eternal kingdom, God, the Eternal One, has raised his voice again and again and again and pointed out to all people the path of love for God and neighbor toward people, nature, and animals. And he has admonished and warned that humankind is heading for an unprecedented collapse if it does not turn back and abandon its path of selfishness and greed for profit, of violence and destruction, of enslavement and disregard for neighbor, all the way to murder, manslaughter, and wars, and the exploitation of nature and animals. At first, many laughed at the admonitions from the Kingdom of God, dismissed them as panic-mongering, and poured out mockery and ridicule over the Word of God and His prophetess. But meanwhile, no one can deny any longer that everything that God, the Eternal, has warned humankind about will take place, for humankind has not turned back. And note well, God gave warning in good time. Since the 1980s, the Christ of God has been speaking in the prophetic word through Gabriele about the effects of human wrongdoings.
Dear fellow people, the all-one God is the eternal Father of us all, and He is the Creator of all life. There is nothing that is not sustained by His eternal power. Every ensouled human being, every animal, whether large or small, every blade of grass, every shrub, and every tree, indeed, every stone is part of His creation and bears the life from Him. We human beings cannot live without nature. But how do we treat it? How do we treat Mother Earth and her living beings? The commandment of God, "You shall not kill," which also applies to animals, has been trampled underfoot by us human beings for thousands of years, and nature has been brutally defiled, by which we also harm ourselves. Therefore, the Creator admonished and warned again in 2001. We now read some excerpts from His mighty revelation. He spoke. Stop consuming your fellow creatures, which are your animal brothers and sisters. Stop torturing them in animal experiments and in taking away their freedom by keeping them in barns and pens which are unworthy of animals. Animals love freedom just as you, the human beings. Stop killing the tiniest of animals, the life of the soil, through artificial fertilizers and excrements and the like. Stop cutting and burning down the forests and taking away the habitats of the animals in woods and fields. Give them back their habitats, their woodlands, fields, and meadows. Otherwise, your fate, which you have inflicted upon yourselves, will take away your house and home and your sources of food through worldwide catastrophes, which you have created yourselves through your behavior against the life, against the kingdoms of nature, including the animals. God the Eternal continued, should human beings again toss my words to the wind, the storm, the fate that is worldwide, will begin and sweep away the people by the hundreds of thousands. On the one hand, through worldwide catastrophes, on the other, through illnesses which break in over them like epidemics. You human beings, stop with your bestial behavior, which hits back solely at you and no other being. For what you do to the least of your fellow creatures, you do to me, and to yourselves. It is enough. Turn back and change your ways. Otherwise, the harvest, which is your seed, will go forward. A compelling warning from our eternal Creator, an appeal to us, His sons and daughters in the earthly garment. Who listened to His words? Who took them seriously?
The fact is that humankind has tossed his words to the wind and continues to defile nature and the animal world, with the result that humankind, too, is suffering ever more and more severely from the effects of its cruelty against nature and the animals and its over-exploitation of Mother Earth. These correlations have long been scientifically verified. Since the beginning of 2020, for example, the entire medical, social, and economic life worldwide has been under the impact of a pandemic. And scientists also see the causes for the increasingly frequent occurrence of such global epidemics in the behavior of humankind against nature. Dr. Sandra Junglen from the Institute of Virology at Charité University Hospital in Berlin, for example, stated in April of 2020, "The development of numerous diseases can be explained by the advance of human beings into previously untouched nature. Intensive land use, the spread of monocultures or deforestation lead to a loss of biodiversity and change the composition of mammal populations. Less species diversity means more animals of a species in the same habitat," said Junglen. "And if the ecosystem gets out of balance to such an extent, infectious diseases can spread more easily." And when asked why zoonosis, that is, diseases that spread from animals to human beings, are apparently becoming more frequent, Simone Sommer, a biologist at the University of Ulm, explained in an interview in April 2020, "As ecologists, we identify three reasons for this. One is the illegal or also the legal trade in animals. In Asia, these include markets where animals are slaughtered on the spot. Another reason is factory farming. Just think of swine flu, bird flu, or the Spanish flu. The third reason is environmental destruction, which affects the natural communities of species and thereby the communities of contact between wild animals, farm animals, and people.
The devastating consequences of human activity against nature are thus increasingly reverting to humankind directly. As stated above, scientists see, for example, a direct link between the destruction of global ecosystems and the increasing frequency of pandemics. And these not only sweep people away by the thousands, the consequences also affect their economic existence. Let's look at some current developments, first of all concerning Germany. Surveys in April 2020 revealed that many small and medium-sized businesses are on the verge of extinction due to this crisis caused by the pandemic. And according to the Federal Minister of Labor, the medium-sized companies account for 99.5% of all companies in Germany, 60% of all jobs, and 80% of all apprenticeships. The economic downturn is thus hitting the heart of society, that is, a large proportion of all citizens. That also means that the gap between poor and rich is widening more and more, as economic experts determine on the basis of economic indicators. Worldwide, the situation looks even more extreme. According to a study by Oxfam in January 2020, inequality in the world has continued to increase. 1% of humankind now owns 45% of the global wealth. At the same time, the poorer half of the population collectively owns less than 1%.
And the growing inequality hits women the hardest. According to Oxfam, in a report titled Time to Care in the Shadows of Profit from January 20, 2020, even before the crisis, women worldwide were already earning on the average 23% less than men, and they have to do precarious or poorly paid work more often. Worldwide, men's assets are 50% higher than women's. Women and girls perform 12 billion hours a day of unpaid housework, nursing, and social work. The climate crisis exacerbates the situation for women worldwide. For example, in poorer countries, mainly in the southern hemisphere, distances to water points are becoming significantly longer, and it is becoming more difficult to grow vegetables. It is estimated that by 2025, up to 2.4 billion people will live in areas without sufficient water, with women suffering the most, as it becomes increasingly difficult for them to provide their children with water and food. One can only vaguely imagine how much more difficult and harder life will be in these countries in the future. Economists predict that women will have to bear the brunt of the crisis, further exacerbating the inequality.
All of this, however, describes only the smallest tip of the iceberg. According to the German weekly newspaper Die Zeit of April 21, 2020, the head of the UN World Food Programme, David Beasley, explains what pandemic threatens the world next. 300,000 people could die every day, he says, over a period of months. Not from a virus, but from starvation. 135 million people currently suffer from acute hunger. This number could double as a result of the pandemic in 2020. People die because supply chains are cut, because fields lie fallow, and food becomes more expensive. Over 40% of the population in Niger, for example, lives in extreme poverty. Half of the population is under 15 years of age. Almost 1.3 billion children worldwide are not in school due to the pandemic. For several million of them, for example, the school children in Niger, this is potentially life-threatening. School meals are usually the only meals they get during the day. Carmen Burbano of the UN World Food Programme said, "You can teach kids online, but you can't feed them online." Another example. In India, as a result of the pandemic and the restrictions imposed, 40 million migrant workers became immediately unemployed and thus destitute, meaning that they can no longer afford food. They literally have nothing left. At the same time, the vegetables are rotting in the fields because the harvesters are missing. And because there are no transport workers, the last big wheat harvest threatens to rot as well. There's a lack of personnel and vehicles to bring emergency rations to the needy and to deliver school meals. A report by the expert panel on sustainable food systems, IPES Food, says children are separated from hunger by only a school meal. Nations are already in need due to export restrictions. Families in the poorest regions are already threatened with homelessness if only one day's wages are lost. Thus, the need in these countries is increasing more and more, while the super-rich of this world are accumulating more and more wealth despite every crisis.
And yet, it is astonishing what humankind can achieve when it comes to certain interests. Astronauts can be sent into space. Modern technologies are constantly being developed, not least for new sophisticated weapon systems. Huge international sporting events are made possible. Logistics are no problem. But it is not possible to effectively combat hunger in the world. Why not? Are equality and social justice worth so little to us? The Christ of God has urgently warned us human beings in this regard as well. In his revelation of September 27, 1997, he spoke about the ever-widening gap between rich and poor. Here are some sentences from it. Christ spoke. Some have reached a so-called platform that they stand on, looking down at those who have now become poorer. And they say, "We are the patriarchs. Down there are the people. We will turn them into slaves to serve us." In your world, the gap between richer and poorer is emerging. And the gap will widen, and there will be only the poor and the rich, so-called slaves, who look up to the rich and beg for work and bread so that they may have a little bit. But the time is drawing nearer and nearer when the earth will no longer be able to sustain humankind. For many of you know and experience day after day what humankind is doing to the kingdoms of nature, and also that person is against person. Catastrophes never seen before are in the world atmosphere that is collapsing more and more. But many who are already in the abyss cry out, "My possessions are the most important thing to me." The Christ of God also warned in time of food shortages and famine, as humankind is currently experiencing on a scale never before known. In 1990, he revealed, "Starvation breaks out here and there. Many people set out to find food, to have shelter again. At the same time, the catastrophes come, not only natural catastrophes, but also catastrophes that hit whole nations, because those who are starving, all those who have been deprived of their external belongings, become more and more aggressive in order to exploit, to take, to get what they can barely get to maintain their bodies."
Dear fellow people, God, the Eternal, gave warning in good time, with unmistakable words, all of which humankind has tossed to the wind. It continues to unscrupulously lay hands on creation, on minerals, on trees and plants, on animals, even the insects and the microorganisms in the soil and the inhabitants of the waters. It destroys, uproots, pollutes, poisons, blasts, exploits, tortures, hunts, and kills evermore on an unimaginable scale. To name but a few examples, every year, 150 billion animals are slaughtered worldwide. That is over 400 million animals each day. And the number is still rising. In order to keep the slaughter animal industry going, 25 square kilometers of rainforests are cut down each day in the Amazon region, an area of 3,500 football fields, mainly to grow soybeans as fodder for the animals, which in Europe eke out their agonizing existence for the meat industry and factory farming until they are slaughtered. Let us remember the words of Godfather. Stop cutting down the forests. Stop killing the tiniest of animals, the life of the soil. Stop consuming your fellow creatures. Stop with your bestial behavior, which only hits back at you. The individual is usually not aware of what he is doing to himself when he consumes the meat of his fellow creatures. In a revelation from Godfather from 1997, he gave us a picture regarding this. He said, "You are sitting at your meal and eating meat and sausage. These are pieces of your second neighbors, the animals. Do you know how this animal, pieces of which you are eating, had to live in barns? Do you know how it was slaughtered? Do you at all know that when the blood is still flowing, even if the heart has stopped beating, people and animals can feel, they still can feel? This and much more is in the piece of meat that you are consuming. It is the information that passes into your physical life and, in time, also manipulates your genes. See all of this in your pictures, the animal in your slaughterhouses hung up, that is, hanged. It bleeds and feels. Animals in the most confined spaces, they are suffering, feel. Animals in your so-called transports, feel how many an animal dies in the most horrible way. As long as we do not learn to feel into our fellow creatures and to respect them, the war against the animals will continue. There are almost no words left for humankind's cruelty to animals. Think of factory farming, slaughterhouses, animal testing laboratories, of hunting, fur production, brutal fishing, etc., etc. Unimaginable suffering and bloodshed. Day after day after day.
The habitat of wild animals is also being destroyed without consideration. And this, as we see today, with drastic consequences for us human beings and for all the life on Mother Earth. The science journalist Dirk Steffens writes about this in his book Über Leben, About Life, published in 2020, the extent of habitat destruction is, the term is horribly appropriate here, apocalyptic. More than three-quarters of the land area and two-thirds of the oceans have already been biologically impaired, and animals and plants can develop there only to a limited extent. Most of the Earth has already been lost in terms of the full diversity of life. We are literally destroying the very basis of existence on which we and all other creatures depend. The contamination of the Earth is also continuing unabated. Each day, more than 2 million tons of sewage, industrial and agricultural waste are disposed of in the bodies of water worldwide. And human refuse can now also be found at the bottom of the Mariana Trench, 11,000 meters under the surface of the ocean. In 2020, Food and Water Watch predicted that in 2025, around 3.5 billion people will be hit by water shortages caused by water pollution. Worldwide, 10 million hectares of arable land are lost every year, an area the size of 15 million football fields. They turn into wasteland. 10 million hectares every year, and so on and so forth. We can mention only a few aspects here. To compile all the facts would fill several libraries. But no matter if you look at the extinction of species or at the climate catastrophe, the shortage of water or pandemics, which are becoming more and more frequent, events are coming to a head worldwide. And what keeps happening? The overexploitation of Mother Earth continues unabated, indeed, even on a larger scale.
And that, even though God, the Eternal, has warned over and over again during the past nearly 50 years, just as in 1996 with the words, O you people in all the nations of this earth, how much longer do you still want to pay tribute to those who have polluted the earth, who have plunged the body of the earth into fever? See the wars, see the devastation, see the worldwide catastrophes. These are the catastrophes of the human ego. Dear fellow people, let us ask ourselves what would have still been possible 40 or 30 or even 20 years ago. What could have still been averted if humankind had accepted the prophetic word of God in our time? Indeed, if people had listened to God, the Creator and Giver of all life, and lived accordingly? Another question. Who tried with all means possible to silence the eternal word of God through his prophetess of the present time, as was done at all times? Who heard it and tossed it to the wind? And who wrongly interpreted the statement, subdue the earth, and imposed on humankind its theology hostile to life, and with it decisively contributed to the fact that things have come so far on the planet Earth, and that for centuries the creatures of God have been maltreated and killed? Who?
Now it is as it is. But what happens next? And how much longer can the Earth bear these human goings on? The journalist Dirk Steffens writes about this. Our interventions in this self-regulating, sensitive system throw it way out of balance, so massively, in fact, that it is impossible to completely repair the damage. The earth is beginning to reorganize itself. And of course, it is not taking any notice of us in the process. We act like parasites, and our host is in the process of dislodging us. Therefore, it is obvious that the damage we have done is not easy to rectify. It is already too late for many things. Humankind did not listen to the words of God Father, with which He, for example, warned in 1991 in another message through Gabriele. The Eternal One said, "What Jesus of Nazareth revealed will continue on the earth. The nations will fight one another. Civil wars, pestilences, diseases, hardships and worries, homeless people, dead people, and much more will be on the earth. The good friend meant is the earth, which has become the enemy of humankind, will shake off all that is on and in the earth and in the waters." And already in 1986, the cherub of divine wisdom explained the following through the prophetess of the eternal kingdom, Gabriele. Every action is followed by a reaction. Many people ask how the future will be, what might happen in the future. Jesus already spoke about the coming time. Many listen to the mass media. They read newspapers and magazines and learn what is taking place in this world. And, as already revealed, they think more or less about what the future will bring. Dear friends, what will the future bring? Jesus of Nazareth said it. The future brings what human beings have sown during past epochs and in this epoch.
Dear fellow human beings, these were now merely a few excerpts from the many, many revelations of recent decades with which the Spirit of God warned us human beings of what was to come, and some facts and analysis of where humankind now stands. And all this, we must realize that these catastrophes have nothing to do with God. The true God, the Eternal All One, the Creator of all life, is not a punishing God. He is the absolute love and freedom. He is the Father, Mother God of all His children. No human being, no soul is excluded from His eternal Father love, regardless of which culture, nationality, or religion we human beings attribute to ourselves. His law of love for God and neighbor applies to all of us as the way back to our eternal homeland, from which we once started out. Out of love for us, His sons and daughters in the earthly garment, He has sent us the bearers of His word, His prophets and prophetesses, over and over again during the past thousands of years, from Abraham until today, Gabriele, in order to warn us, to save us from the harvest of our own seed. Thus, it is not God, the Eternal, who sends us the catastrophes, the suffering, the blows of fate, the diseases, the wars, but the person reaps what he has sown. Just as the farmer who sows corn on his fields will later harvest corn, and not wheat. That's logical. But we behave like a farmer who sows thistles in his fields and then is horrified when thistles grow and not wheat. We are so proud of our intellect and logical thinking. But when it comes to the law of cause and effect, we ignore all logic and prefer to blame God or our neighbor. But the law of sowing and reaping is incontrovertible, and whether we believe it or not, whether we want to believe it or not, it holds true. We might as well say, I do not believe in the law of gravity. We will still plummet to the ground if we jump off the house roof.
In 1987, the Cherub of Divine Wisdom gives an impressive picture through Gabriele for what is coming toward humankind. He said, "The mighty giant, the causal law, the giant bearing the many causes that people have created over the centuries and millennia, much of which has not yet been atoned for, is going over the earth. The mighty giant is stepping one time here and one time there. Wherever he puts his foot down, the causes begin and show the person what he himself has caused. He steps there, an earthquake. Over there, another disaster. And there, a war begins. He steps there, atomic contamination. And he also steps in the oceans. Many a one may now think, but why then doesn't God intervene? Dear fellow people, God, the eternal All One, is absolute love and freedom. That is His law. Every person, every soul has received the absolute freedom from God, and that is why God will not intervene in His own law. However, He does not forsake us, nor does He simply leave us to our self-made fate. Instead, He gives us His word through His prophets and prophetesses, and that He, our eternal Father, has done over and over again during the entire history of humankind until today, out of love for us. For over 45 years, His eternal word through His prophetess Gabriele has been given to us comprehensively for all spheres of life. He admonishes and gives warning so that everyone can, in good time, redirect the course of his life if he wants to. In thousands of revelations, He teaches us through His teaching prophetess in our time the way inward to God in us. He teaches us to respect the plant and animal kingdoms as well as Mother Earth, because they are a part of us. He teaches us to recognize our not good, hostile, greedy patterns of behavior and to discard them. He teaches us to forgive our fellow people, to ask for forgiveness, ultimately to follow the path of love for God and neighbor that leads us home to the Father's house. It is the path that was already shown to us in the Ten Commandments of God and in the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus of Nazareth. Everyone can walk this path, independent of religions, institutions, and external leaders. During this turbulent time, Christ, the co-regent of the heavens, wants to lead us to God in us. Already in 1989, the Cherub of Divine Wisdom indicated the following. This world, as it currently is, can no longer be saved. The soul and the person can be saved, but here too, The motto is, save yourself, whoever wants to be saved. I deliberately emphasize the word once, because the salvation is solely the Christ, who is in each one of you, the Redeemer power, which makes us free.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, God gave warning in good time, and He spoke into our hearts again and again so that we recognize who He is, our eternally loving Father. In 1991, He revealed, My child, I love you. I do not want you to suffer. I do not want you to be sick. I do not want you to be hungry. I do not want you to be without shelter. I do not want you to live in disaster regions. Child, I want to rescue you. But you determine this, for you have the free will to turn back or to continue to live in sin, in your sin. Child, my child, I love you. Hear me in your heart. My child, I, your father, embrace you. Feel the secureness in me. Take refuge in your inner being. I am there. Child, my child, I love you. Come back to the Father heart. You live in me eternally, from eternity to eternity. Yes, He calls untiringly and also gives us help after help. Thus, the Christ of God revealed in 1995. Many ask, what is to be done now? Awaken. Awaken every single one and recognize that you are the temple of God. Christ is in you. Start on a small scale. Each one is valuable. Begin to love your neighbor in the spirit of love. Walk the path by showing remorse for your sins. Ask your neighbor for forgiveness and forgive the one who has sinned against you. And do not commit this sin anymore. That means, forgive one another so that there will be peace and peace will remain. A simple key, a simple solution to bring about peace. And if each one very gradually develops in themselves the peace and the love of the heavens and radiates it, then there will also be peace in nature. The animals will find their way to you and will keep peace with you. The flowers will blossom. The bushes will gather the forces and bring you joy. The trees will become healthy. Healthy seeds will sprout, and a healthy land, a healthy earth will emerge. However, not by talking about the word of life, but by doing it.
Dear fellow people, Gabriele teaches us that every day, every moment, we can learn to draw closer to God, the life in us, and to perceive that He, the life, surrounds us in all things. God can therefore be found. He is in us. Let us try it out. The one who does not let up in the fervent striving to draw closer to God through the step-by-step actualization of the commandments of God and of the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth feels in Himself, God in me, God in all of us, and in all things. We can therefore be sure that we are not alone. God is in us, and, as said, He is also with us in His eternal Word, which is accessible to all people in its entire fullness, just as it was and is poured out from the eternal kingdom through the teaching prophetess of God. Anyone can hear and read it in the tent of God among the people for all the nations of this earth. We know from many divine revelations through the prophetess of the eternal kingdom, Gabriele, that already now, imperceptibly for many, in the midst of this time marked by catastrophes, diseases, and wars, the age of the lily has dawned with the workings of the divine wisdom. It is the beginning of the new era in which peaceful people will live on a cleansed earth without borders, nations, and religions. New people establish the kingdom of peace on the new earth under the sign of the lily, Sophia, of purity, freedom, and unity, of the love for God and neighbor. Dear listeners, so, where does it go from here? This is what God the Eternal has shown us again and again in relation to humankind as such, and how it continues for each one of us, for our life, for our soul. We decide ourselves, each one of us. So, we are called upon. We wish you and all of us good decisions day by day and a peaceful future. Goodbye and greetings in God.